new insight into how our political parties are funded and what you get if you're one of those people who donate. Some of the ideas out of the research include donors giving more than $1,500 should be identified, and no individual should be able to give more than $15,000 in a year. Now, the researcher Max Rashbrook is with us on this. Max, morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Out of 10, it's perfect. 1, it's a scandal. Where would you mark the system as we currently have it?
Oh, good question. Some are probably about a 3 or a 4. Look, we're not as bad as countries like the US by any means, but our system's creaking at the seams, I'd say.
So you would say we're in for some improvement. The report is called Money for Something. Is that generally the way it works? The more you give, the more you get?
Yeah, I certainly think so in terms of access. You know, we spoke to big money donors off the record for this research, and they were pretty open. They said things like, well, of course, a big donation makes it easier to get a meeting with ministers. Now, that's not to say that they necessarily bought policies, but they certainly opened doors with their donations. They got politicians coming for dinner at their houses. You know, and we've seen through the court cases this year, lots of donors hiding their identity by breaking up their donation and for other people to give it in small chunks so their identity is disclosed. So there's a lot of that kind of shady stuff going on.
See, you seem to be arguing two different things to me anyway. One is the what you would call the shady stuff, and that's one of the problems of having rules. The more rules you have, the more people trying to get around them, don't they?
Yes, but that's true in all walks of life. And wherever it happens, we say, well, we'll just close that loophole. And the next one we find, we'll close that in turn.
And the other side of the equation, though, is people who want to give money often, and I know many people who give to political parties, they do it for the right reasons. In other words, they're looking for no influence whatsoever. They just want to be participants in the democratic process. They happen to have some money, and that's the way they exercise it. And there's nothing wrong in that, is there?
No, there isn't. And look, and we're not saying donations should be banned outright. You know, we're saying up to $15,000, which, you know, for most people is a colossal sum of money. You should still be able to make that donation. We should just have a bit more transparency about it. It's the really big amounts where people are buying access to ministers and things like that, which we think just cut those big donations out of the system altogether.
What do you reckon would happen if you followed your rules? So, in other words, everyone's known over 1500, you can't give more than 15,000. Would less money be given?
No, we don't think so. And we looked at the Canadian system where they have a much tougher limit than we suggested. You can't give more than $2,000 a year to a party in Canada, but they have incentives for small donations. So if you give a few hundred dollars, you get quite a bit of that back as a tax credit. And what that means is that in Canada, in an average year, their political parties pull in about $50 million Canadian, which is a lot. But that's from 250,000 small donors giving on average about $300 each. So you just get a system where parties are still well-funded, but they're getting their money from a huge swathe of ordinary people rather than just a small number of wealthier people.
Yeah, there would be a left-right split on this, isn't it? Traditionally, left-leaning parties don't get the big money that the right-leaning parties did. So if we followed your prescription, the right-leaning parties would suffer, wouldn't they?
Some of that imbalance might be corrected, but I think that would be a good thing. But for instance, again, to go back to the Canadian example, their Conservative Party, so the equivalent of National, pulls in, you know, $25, $30 million Canadian every year. That's sort of the equivalent of National here getting $3, $4, $5 million. So, you know, right-wing parties still get well-funded under the system.
Do you reckon this is going anywhere? Because this is not the first time we've had the discussion, of course.
In all honesty, I don't think the things that we're asking for are likely to happen particularly soon. But what we're doing is sort of laying down a marker. No one else had really done this research in this depth in New Zealand. So we've produced something that's there for all political parties to think about in future.
Good stuff, Max. Appreciate it very much. Max Rashbrook, researcher with us this morning.